So we're going to start today. We're going to review yesterday's Gemara. And I'm going to have my Chumash open in front of me. It'll make much easier for people who have a Chumash. If they don't want a Chumash, that's their prerogative. But I'm just trying to make life simpler for people, believe it or not. Starting again from the Mishnah, Naira Marasa via Bailam Bafir Nidarel. And Naira Marasa, Marasa means after Kedusha, before Nisuan. She's in the age of between 11 and 12 and a half. Now, the reason really it should be between 12 and 12 and a half, but the Dialogue of Lamashim Sinai, at least the Rush is going in that Mandi Amar, that says that the year before the age of Nidar, Gadlos, a Katan or a Katan is asked if she knows, understands the concept of Neder, and if she does, her neder is chal biblically. Interesting, she can't do much else biblically, but that she can do biblically. So who can nullify her nedarim? A combination of father and husband. Hefer avil, hefer abal, hefer abal, hefer avil. Only one did it. Ain't a mufer. It's not mufer. Which means, let's say the father heard about it, and the husband didn't hear about it. And he was mefer. Well, it's too bad. It's not mufer. The neder is still there. The husband didn't hear about it. There's a question in the Mepharshim, what happened to be hears about it 2 days from now? Now, it's not the same day as the father. Can it work or not? We're not going to get involved in that. For argument's sake now, we'll assume that it can. So it's not mufer till the husband hears about it and is made for his share. Hever avein a mufer. I'm sorry. All right. Bein tarach lein mishakai mechad man. And for sure, if one of them said yes or heard about it and kept quiet that day, it's for sure a good netter, and it works. Okay? I'm not reading the Rush again. At least, yeah, I might as well. Zog the Rush, not Ramarasa. But Bashud Gibbez, Revia Shtei Saris. This is a 12-year-old that brought Shtei Saris, Kriya Nara, Achiavra Lashisha Chadashim, till 6 months pass. The Shavia Bei Saris, after Bei Saris. Vas Kriya Begeris, and then she's called the Begeris. But Yasasa Mishusa Via, and she leaves her father's Mishus. The main Meshach Narusa, and during the length of her Naris, and she's an Arusa, if she's an Arusa, Avia Bailam Afir Nidarel. Now the Rush adds, V'chemi Mei Katnusa B'shana Asmucha L'Gadlus, the same thing could happen in the year of her Katnus, when she's younger, Katana, the year before Gadlus, and Yadlo L'Shem Minadra, the Nidra Nedim and Atayra, Kedisim Pegeit Zedifin, the Mufla Samach L'Ish Daraisa. And a Mufla Samach L'Ish, that is the way Chazal describe a year before Gadlus. Mufla, one who understands, Samach L'Ish, he's close to becoming a man, he's close to adulthood. It's written in masculine, but the same could have been Mufla Samach L'Isha, Smucha L'Isha, same idea, and the letter is a letter. V'ain Tzarech Lamer Shekayim Mehem, Shekayim Mehem, Ein Hasheni Yochel Ofer. Kayim Echem Mehem, one of them approves it, the other is Afara, is meaningless. Meaning when it says Yochel Ofer, it doesn't mean he can't say the words, he can say whatever he wants. It doesn't work.
Normal words of admission
of Ein
Tzarech, I don't have to tell you this. That typical...
Well, tell me a Kiddush, as we're going to see. Zog Tegemara. Lamelil Heinu. There's a repetition here. It said Avia Baila, then it said one without the other doesn't work. Well, isn't that included in Avia Baila? So the Gemara, no. I know Reish Avia Baila Bafir Nidareh. Mal de Tema Oyavia Oy Baila Ktani. I would understand it to mean either father or husband. Kamash Mala. Rashi. Mal de Tema Avia Oy Baila Bafir Nidareh. Uvia U Baila Bafir Nidareh. So Rashi, what kind of a habamina is that? Dr. Rush, how would I think it means either or? When it says, it's good to say to be a Ubaila. Why does it say Ubaila? I'm sorry. No, the Havamina. The Havamina would have been either or. So the question is, so then why does it say U? Right. Angel Lashon HaMishnah, the Mishnah doesn't write that way. Okay. Bein Tzarech Lamer Shekayim Echem Mehem. Zog Derash. No Rash, I mean, Zog Degemara Lamer Lulu Mishnah. What's the Kiddush? Hashti Yashleim Mavis Ebeloi Zebeloi Klum. If only one heard, it doesn't work. So Kai Mechem Mehem Tzarech Mameli, right? But why do we have to have Kai Mechem Mehem? Zog to Gemara, Tzricha de Milsni. You have to tell to me. Ki Yetzrich Lai, when do I need it? The Hav Rechem Mehem, B'Kai Mechem Mehem, B'Kai Mechem. One was Mefer, and one was Mekayim. B'Chazar Mekayim, B'Nishal HaKamasai.
and the Mekayim exercised the right he has, that he can remove his Akava. Right? And then he's Mefer. So now you have them both be Mefer and Neder, but in between, there was a time that the Neder was Kayim, that the Neder was validated. It was removed, but there was a time that was validated. So Mal de Tema Maiduki Ha'akre, what he did, he uprooted, and it should be Mufer. There cannot be a time in between that the Neder was validated. Validation of Neder can happen one of two ways. Either one says, I approve, or one hears about it and keeps quiet till Shkia. But if there was no validation, there's still room for another Hafara.
Can they come back afterwards?
The Rosh brings two Shittas. We learned yesterday. We'll see it again. Kamash Malan, Benishol HaKamal, Sayyidok Tarash, Kamina LaKamon, then the Shalom Ala Hekim, you can remove a Hekim. Kamash Malan, the Adam of Yerush Neim Mekachas, Kloifer. So he has to show there shouldn't be a time Bein Beza HaFaras, Shlo Yahachron Roy LaHafar. There shouldn't be a time that the second guy couldn't come through with a Hafara. Gagan, HaKashukaitim Shinishu Loi Roy LaHafar. When he validated it, at that point he couldn't change his mind without removing it. Hilkach Nizbat LaHafarasai. So now the first hafara was invalidated. It's meaningless. This is what you just asked. One of the first guy now is made for again. The Mishnah compares Kayim Echaman, which we are now learning that he removed it, but still too late to be made for. The Shuvay Takana. That's the Rosh's personal shita. I don't mean personal that other Rishayim don't agree with him, but that's the one he favors. That once he's made for the other guy's Mekayim, even if the other guy removes his Hakama, it's non-moverable, because the first Hafara was canceled, and you get one shot at it. You don't get a second shot.
So, what is Hafara of the Kiyum?
Helps, in this case, nothing. But in a case when he's the sole person in charge of the Neder, let's say she's not a Murasa. She's a 12-year-old girl at home.
Oh.
The father is making him, and then he removes it. He can be made for. He doesn't have to combine with anybody else. What the Gemara here is saying is, you cannot have a combination that is blocked by a time period that it couldn't work.
That's what the
Ezein Tzorach Shri Kayim means. Right. Yesh Mefarshim, Yesh Takana, others disagree, and they say the guy can cancel a Pam Shainis. Dr. Raj Vabishan Iker, I hold the first shot as Iker. Doctor, you had a question? I thought I saw your hand up. Okay.
I'll probably learn this later, but to be Shail on your Kiyum, you have to use a Pesach.
It's like every Nether. Whatever you need by a Nether, you need by this. Something to my right. Now here we get involved in the Psukim. V'nai Ramarasa Avila Baila Mavir Nidareha. Now, I want to read the pasuk. I'm going to read very quickly. She asks it in her father's house. I'm not going to read the whole pasuk. You heard it. Keeps quiet. It's Mekuyim. Canceled. Okay? That's the parasha for a single girl. Clearly about a single girl. There's no involvement of any other person. If she marries, that's Parsha B'Shat. We don't know what stage of marriage, but she gets bound to a man. Now notice the word Nidareh. The Nidareh connotes that she had the Nidareh already on her. It doesn't say, and then she made a Neder. We didn't make that diyuk yesterday, but it's going to come up. Nidareh, right? Notice she became bound to a person, and she had Nidareh. That's what it seems to say. Doesn't say, if I see a lish, the Nadra.
She came in with them.
That's part, again, I'm pointing it out. We'll deal with that when we get there. I've just pointed out, it'll be easier to deal with it once you noticed it. I moved to some Sash Asra Navsha. So here it says the husband can be made for. Shama V, and he keeps quiet at Takama. And then, if the day he hears that he's made for it, it's gone. There's no mention of the father here at all. There was simple reading of the words. There's no mention of father. I don't see father in this parsha at all. No matter what this parsha means, I don't see the word father. Again, I'm reading the Pesukim. I know the Gemara also. I'm reading the Pesukim. The Gemara is going to die to the above. Again. Yeah. Okay. In Beis Yisra Nadara, now here's a married woman. Now the question is, what's Hayas Yilish if Beis Yisra Nadara is a married woman? We just talked about a married woman. We said her husband can be made for Nadara. Pasha, I'm just pointing out what the Gemara is going to go on. And there it says, he keeps quiet, it's Mekuyim, he was made for it, it's God. So we have three parshias. Single girl on one side, a married woman on the other side, and in the middle, a state of Hayathila-ish. Which, what is it? Is it a married woman, we have it? Is it a single girl, we have it? Also it says Hayathila-ish, so she's obviously not a single girl. That's going to be the thrust of the Gemara. And therefore the Gemara will try to prove that that's an Arusa. And therefore, what's the difference between Arusa and Nesua? If Arusa is the same as Nesua, the way you would read the Pesukim, because the Pasuk says, Hayathila-ish, the husband does it. The next parsha says, Beis Yisra Nadara, the husband does it. What's the difference? Well, learn this in Arusa. That's Nesua. It's the same halacha. Why write it twice? If he does Arusa, for sure does a Nesua. Right? So that's going to be the Gemara's problem. So obviously there's got to be a difference between Arusa and Nesua. Because there's no difference, it's redundant. Let's now learn the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. So Benar Amarasa, the Via Baila, Mefir Nidareh Menalon. How do I know it? Looking for the Gemara, right? Menalon. Amarab Amakrov, Imaya Sila Ish, Nidareh Allah. Mikan, Lenar Amarasa, Shavia Baila, Mefir Nidareh. So we're translating the Hayasiya without a proof. We're just guessing now at this point. Now, obviously, the Gemara is going to back up its guess. It's not a guess. But when we read it now, no proof. We just made up that Hayasiya means irisim. Right? So the obvious question is, they might grub in the suiksif. Who says it's irisim? Who said this Hayasiya means irisim? Maybe it means a married woman. And the Torah is saying, a married woman, because of the vav, a v'im, basic hayasilish, means needs a father and a husband. Maybe the father retains rights post-marriage. That's the havamina. Hayasil is nesuin. You don't know it means harrison. Maybe it means nesuin. But the vav there connects father into the parsha. That's how the rush learns the havamina. By the way, a disclaimer again, Rabbeinu Archkom are not learned like the Rosh in this whole sugya. Yes?
Is that only until 12
and a half still? Yeah, Begeret is gone out of the father's Rosh. Yeah. We're only talking about a Nara. Okay.
Or a Nesua, that's 12 and a half.
It doesn't make a difference. 12 and a half is 12 and a half. Okay. 12 and a half is 12 and a half. She's gone from her father. If it's 12 and a half, her father's out of the picture. Whether she's single, whether she's married, whether she's divorced, whether she's Haman, it makes no difference.
But this Havamin is that maybe even after the
Suah. If she's 12.
If she's 12, right.
All rights of a father terminate at 12 and a half. That will never change. Over and done with.
Great.
Dr. Rush. The Mayasilish. Laomin Eksiv Asri Sibbevesevia Vahini. Ubasar Haki Sibbev Mayasia. Right after it says the father cancels, it says the Hayasiya. V'as of Vav, Varvinu, the Vav comes and mixes Hafaris Ha'av u'Bao Yachad. The Pasuk says Bao. The Vav adds Av. Shishnei Mefir Yachad Lisha Zushai Salish. They both can be made for. V'ayim Adain Krab in the Suaksiv. Now here's the Rush that's a Chiddush. Not all the Rishayim learn like him. Become a Rachmana, maybe the Vav is saying, the Avu Baal Mefir Ge'echad. The Vav still exists. The Vav still brings the father into the Parsha. But how do you know it's talking about an Arusa only? Maybe it's talking about an Asua. You don't know what Hayasiyala means. Avu Nara Marasa, maybe Nara Marasa Le'yatsasa Meshosav. Maybe Murasa is totally Meshosav. And the Torah is talking about a married woman, and there it says both are mefer. How do you know Hayasiya means erison? Maybe it means erison stays by the father. Nesuin is the mixture. That's the havamina. And for the Gemara, imishim nesua, back to the Gemara, krach renixiv.
There's another pasuk, the base Ishur Nazara. I have another pasuk about Nesua. So therefore, obviously this is not Nesua. Because if this is Nesua, I have a whole three psukim that are not necessary. Answer must be, this is an Arusa, and it says husband, and the Vav adds father, so we have father and husband. Dr. Rush, Krach Minixiv, the Beis Ishur Nadara, Hilkach, Akor Kach, Krach Kamal Arusa. So at this point, we figured out that it has to be an Arusa because of the redundancy. If it's Nesua, it's redundant. Frak the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe Hayasi is in the Suwa. And the father and the husband can be made for Nadarim together. And Baisisha Nadara is also in the Suwa. Trey Kruai bin Asua Lomali. So why did the Torah write an extra pasuk? Lemeimar she'ein habal made for Bekaitman. To tell me that in the Suwa, a married woman, the husband can only be made for things that are done post-marriage. Any neder that existed beforehand cannot be mufer. Maybe that's why the Torah wrote it. The base Isha Nadara, she made the neder in as a nesua. That's why the Torah repeated it, to stress the fact that she made the neder as a nesua. That's why the Torah wrote it over again. Hayasiya as nesua. And by nesua, father and husband can do it together. But it has to be a neder made after she got married. That's what the base Isha Nadara is coming to tell me. Dr. Rush. She'ein ha'be'al mevr b'kaitman. Nadarim sh'nadras kaitim sh'basal l'shusay. Can say the base Isha Nadara. Dafke Nadarim sh'nadras b'beisay. Yes.
If the next pasuk, Yud Gimel, says, kol mitzvah v'sel in the rest, maybe includes everything she said even prior.
I don't understand why you're making your own drushes. My pasuk says the base Isha Nadara. Why am I going to mess up that pasuk?
What's the next one?
It means in all the mitzvahs of a sale that she makes afterwards. It doesn't say before.
Cool.
Again, everything she makes after. That's what we're talking about. Well, again, we're not going to darshan our own sukkah, please, because the Gemara doesn't darshan these drushes. I'm not going to start making my own drushes to argue with the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Beis Ishur Nadara is a fact. She has to make the Beis Ishur Nadara. The Gemara never questions that.
Now, when did she make it, she made it all the time. Both.
Again, at this point, Erusin belongs totally to the father. Nesuin is both. At least that's what the Gemara thought. And the neder has, for the husband to be involved, it has to be made post-Nesuin.
You heard that.
The base Isha Nadara.
But that's Allah for both states.
No, by Erusin, it's only father.
Yeah.
And this Havamina.
To do the ones from before.
No, everything.
But the Baal can't.
Right, he's out. He's not involved. In this Havamina, that Hayasiya means the Suim, that means the Torah does not discuss Erisin.
He doesn't do anything at all?
He's not involved. The Torah doesn't talk about it. Where'd you get him?
And what about the Nadarim she makes while at the Arusa?
It's the father's. If Hayasiya means the Suim, that means before the Suim, the husband is not a factor.
He only gets right after the
suin. That's the Havamin. Again, we're not finished yet.
And after the suin, it would be both, right?
The Havamin, according to the Rosh Hashanah, yes. Not everybody agrees to that, but that's the Rosh Hashanah, correct.
The suin would be both.
The father is involved also, because of the vav.
Father's never out. He's never out.
At this point, he's never out until she's 12 and a half. I mean, one day she will turn 12 and a half.
Yeah.
And then he's out. Whether she's single, whether she's in Arusa, whether she's in the Suwa, whether she lives on Mars. At 12 and a half, he's out.
Maybe it means, I'm saying, where did Rebbe see that? Maybe, what's this whole base, the Suwa, base? Means
again, I have a plastic.
I know, where can I see that after 12 and a half, father's gone?
You have a chumash? You don't have a chumash. I can't show it to you. But my chumash says in Pasuk Dalet, V'asher yisa b'beis aviyah bin ureha. All the rights of a father are limited to the word bin ureha.
Bin ureha is 12 and a half?
Yes. Zakti Gemara. Maybe that's what the second part is to come.
Any both?
One is to tell me the halacha, and one is to add a fact.
And we're saying
Moyas Yilish
means
the Suin. The Havamina again, we're not passing yet, it's a Havamina.
Okay,
yes. Zogti Gemar Velam and Melu Shamamina. We wouldn't need two parshas. Just write the parsha and base Ishinadara. Skip the Moyas Yilish. And by base Ishinadara, you can learn two things. And the Suin, the husband's involved, and that it has to be made post marriage. You don't have to have a parsha of Moyas Yilish. So it should be redundant, that part is totally extra. Must be it's talking about Arusa. Dr. Rush. Memela Shamit Minah. The Nidarm Shinadi Rebesa, who may fear? The Mahaya Seal Amali, Shema Minah Ala Arusa. That's the first Tarek said Gemara. How do I know Mahaya Seal is Arusa? Because it's redundancy. I need the second parasha to tell me that it has to be post marriage that you made the netter. Only write the second parasha. Skip the Mayasiya. And I would know that she made the netter after marriage and the husband's involved.
Same way we did the other way with the father. We said earlier, don't write the last part. We're doing the same idea.
Exactly. Then Kaima Fractage Bekdrash, it's the Mayasiya, the Nasua La'are Baforas Abao Bade Da'av. Don't I need the Mayasiya to have the vav connecting the husband into the parsha? So I couldn't skip the Mayasiya. Then I wouldn't know that the father is involved with his daughter post-marriage. Remember again, Hayasiya now means Nesua. So the Raja Shleimim came lift the Imbesi Shinagara, Buster Kroy, Nafar Sav. Skip the Hayasiya and write the Imbesi Shah. Have the same vav right there also. You can avoid the whole three psukim of Mayasiya, right? In base Ishanadara, right after the Afaras Av. The same vav connecting would bring the father in. The list is Mayasiya. That's the Rush's answer. The Rush has a different question. Dr. Rush, Mila Kati Kasha, Neymar, maybe it's Mahaya Sia means both. The Gemara just says it doesn't mean Nesua by itself, because that would be redundant. But maybe it means either Arusa or Nesua. And then base Isha Nadara Yitzrich, Zeyna Baume for Bekaitman. So now the Rosh is offering a different solution. Mahaya Sia means Arusa and Nesua. The father's involved, the husband's involved. The base Isha Nadara is to limit the husband to the Nadara made afterwards. And there, you can't say, I would figure it out on my own, because the Mayasiya is going on Arusa and Nesua. So Zamk Darash, why he can't do that? Venerally, Lav and Mela Shamat Mina. No. I would figure it out anyway without having. I think he takes out those words. Talam, what does he do? Venera Lafarish. Okay, that's what he just explained. Lav and Mela Shamat Mina. I would know it by myself. Why? Kimuk Mishai Kra Leimer. The Ein Abal Mei from Mekaitman. If you tell me that base Isha Nadara is to tell me that the husband can't deal with the Nadara maid before he's involved. Right, Memela Shamat Mina Klaimer Dimhayasiya Ayah Barusa. That tells me that Dimhayasiya can't be both. Why? Now the Rush brings a drasha that the Gemara didn't bring. The Hasam Ksiv Undareha Aleha. There it says she has current Nadarim. I pointed it out when I learned the Chumash. Undareha Aleha tells me she has existing Nadarim. And Beis Isha Nadara tells me it has to be new Nadarim. That's a contradiction. If Imhayasi is Nesua, and Beis Isha Nadara is Nesua, and you're telling me that Hayasi is both, and Beis Isha is one, what's Nadara Allah? That contradicts Beis Isha Nadara. Obviously, Hayasi must be Arison, and there, the husband can be made for things she made before Arison by an Arusa. The husband's not limited to things that she made after Arison.
But my nesua is limited. Now it makes sense. All you see is only Erison. Undorelash, yes, previous Nadara. But they hadn't heard about it yet. The father hadn't heard about it yet, and the husband hadn't heard about it yet. So now the husband can be Mefer. Why? You're going to ask me what's the logic behind it? Very simply, he's not doing it by himself. He's joining the father. Joining he can do on previous Nadarim. On his own, he can only do current Nadarim. That's what the Pasuk is writing. Erison, Uzrael, even if she has previous Nadarim, the husband and the father can be Mefer. Nisuan is by himself. By himself, he can only be made for the new stuff. Things that she made under his control.
So if she made it during she was in Jerusalem, but they only found out about it.
He can't be made for it.
Who can be made for it?
Nobody can be made for it.
Nobody can be made for it.
By the time she found out the father is out, and once the father is out, the aris can't do it as an aris. He has to do it as a married man. And as a married man,
he can't do it.
He can't do it.
Even if she did it while she was a Rusa.
Correct. That was his question.
This
is a fact. But the Rush is explaining why we can't say Hayasi has both. Because we'll have a contradiction. Isn't the Dura Allah means he could do previous ones? And the basis in the Dura says he can't do previous ones. So obviously they have to be talking about different stages. It can't be that Hayasi has both.
That we're
so now we have a proof that if Hayasiya means Arusa, not Nesua, and therefore involves Steph's father's involved, and Nesua is by herself, the husband's by himself.
But this contradiction of the Nidarel law and
tells me that Hayasiya is only Arusa.
Only Arusa and but that we need both. Father and the husband.
But that's because of the Vav.
Not because...
Again, if I wouldn't have had the Vav, my own, I don't invent these things. I would have said, I don't know why Arusa is different than Nesua. I would say Tzaraki and Gadol. But now that I have the Vav, and the father's involved, so we can understand why. We have, we're learning now, there's five plot on this, you know what I mean? I should say there's three plot on this.
This
we're going to invent a blot on this.
Oh,
on Kleidman. We're not even there yet. I mean, we have just gotten our feet wet. There's a reason. If you see now the next shoe blot, if you take a look at the size of the run, right? The run didn't write because he had inks to waste. If you look at the size of the runs, that means he has a lot to say. Right, so those Gemaras are going to have to be explained, right? And they're talking about Kleidman. So we'll have to see all these things.
I thought that.
No, this is just getting our feet wet.
This is
like not even the ground floor yet. We're still in the basement.
Well, it says the Shama
Aviva.
Does that mean he found out?
Yes. Well, I don't know. He doesn't have to hear her voice, no. He found out. Okay. Dr. Rush, let's finish this rush. Across the base, Isha ben Nesua. That was the first parent. Just give me one more second, doctor. I know you have a question. No, you don't have a question. I thought I saw your hand.
I was thinking that I'm very happy to hear you using the term state frequently, because this really divides up into three states.
I'm in Ohio. I can't help it. Right. Okay. Right.
She is in three states.
Yes. At different times of her life.
Right.
Yes. Right. Ibai Seima, another answer why Hayasiya can't be Nesua is Abaye Kedusha Mashma. Forget about redundancy, forget about Beisisha, forget. Hayasiya means Kedusha. Nothing to argue about. Right, Dr. Rush, Abaye Kedusha Mashma. So that's a simpler answer. It saves knowing the double of the thing. Hayasiya means Kedusha. End of story. Fine. Frank the Gemara. Ema, okay, so now we know which parasha is talking about what. We know that parasha number one is a single girl, dad. Parasha three is a married woman, husband. Parasha two is Arusa, and that's both. That's what we're saying. So now the Gemara is not going to question that anymore. We've established that. We know what each parasha is talking about. Now we're going to be concentrating on Arusa to find out, how do I know it's both? Maybe it's only father. You're going to answer me because the Pasuk says husband. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. Maybe it means only husband. How do I know the father is included? Maybe we shouldn't dash in the vav. That's going to be the next discussion of the Gemara. We've established what we needed to establish. We know which parsha is dealing with what. First one, single girl. Last one, married woman. Middle one, arusa. We've established that, beyond question. Now, we're going to deal with what happens to this arusa. We said both can be made for. The Gemara is going to want to know, how do you know that? And it's going to offer different options and reject the options. At the end of the day, we'll prove that both can be made for. Fresh the Gemara. Maybe it means the father can do it by himself. Now, that is a very, very shvera habamina. The pasuk says the husband's involved, which is the Gemara is going to answer. The Gemara is going to answer a different answer before it answers that. Maybe the kasha of the Gemara is, maybe the father can do it by himself. Now, stop the rush. The habamina makes no sense. The pasuk says husband. How can you have a habamina that means only father? When the pasuk says, hayasila ish v'shama isha. You can't ignore a pasuk. We can't have a mean at this. Zuck to Rosh HaChiddush. Eim ha'av l'chud ha'mefer, k'd ha'av avad mikara, like he did when she was single. So what's Aris here? This Rabbi Aris, shagam hu yafer l'chud ha'. Maybe it means that Aris can do it by himself. Maybe it means either or. Maybe the Torah is saying, father can do it by himself. I know that from the verb. Aris can do it by himself. I know from the pasuk that says the husband there is in his mefer. How do I know you need both? Answer to Gemara. Hashti Yeshloima, the answer is, then what do I need the first parsha? Skip single girl. Right by an arusa, father can be mefer. And I'll understand. If he can be mefer by an arusa, he can be mefer before arusa. Why did the Torah write the parsha of the single girl? Write a parsha of arusa. Tell me a father can be made for by himself, and an aris can be made for by himself. And then I'll know if he can be made for an arusa, for sure can be made for before she's an arusa. So therefore, since the Torah wrote the parsha of a single girl, obviously arusa is not the same as a single girl. Dr. Gemara M. Kane, the Asri Sabesa Via Yani Aisalamali, why do I have the first parsha? Hashti Ashlaimer B'mokam Aris. Meferav, Luchudei. Even if there's an Aris around, the father can do it by himself. Shalai b'makam Aris miboyi. So for sure, when there's no Aris. So therefore, I know that it can't be by himself.
Okay, we're taking on that for sure a girl, 12 and 12 and a half, she has a valid.
But again, the same pasuk that you don't have in front of you that says that he makes a neder b'dureha, he has to be made for it.
I thought Rebbe said that
we're
not
going to
have that portion.
Again, we would have the word b'dureha said wherever you say that a father can be made for the neder. So it won't say that portion, but the word b'dureha will be there. Arusa doesn't give her rights of nedarim. Becoming an arusa doesn't make you more mature. It just gives different people rights to be made for. Doesn't change who she is. Yeah, but that's not his question. That's halacha l'maishim sinai. He's dealing with us. And for the Gemara, that's what the Gemara's answer is. Sukta Rosh. Imkain, Asi Sabbath, Asi Alamili. Lichtim Likrod, Vimayasiya. Sha'av, Vimayas, made for Kalachat, Vimayadai. So again, we're still working through different scenarios that it could be. So again, we proved that it can't be the father by himself, because if the father by himself, then I don't need the parsha of a single girl. So obviously it's not the father by himself. Frek the Gemara, maybe. Ema, av lubay aris, v'aris l'chude mefer. Maybe it means that a father can't do it by himself, but the Aris could do it by himself. The Vav says that the father can be mefer, but not by himself. But maybe the pasuk that says it's the husband means by himself. Except what you ask me, if the father can't do it by himself and the Aris can, so what's the father doing here? It's meaningless. He can't do it by himself, he needs the Aris, and the Aris doesn't need him. So what do we need him for? So I have to make him. Maybe it means as follows. If the Aris hears about it and he cancels it, canceled. If the father heard about it first and validated it, he blocks the Aris. Maybe that's the right of the father. The father can't be made for it by himself. He has no Asfara rights. He has Hakama rights. He can undermine the Aris by validating it. Maybe that's what the Tzatzik meant. The father's involved, but only partially. He's involved that he can undermine his Aris, but not that he can do anything by himself. He can't do it by himself. We proved that he can't do it by himself, because if not, you wouldn't need the first parsha. Dr. Rush, the Chitema Av, no gain. Right? The Havamina is that maybe all a father has a right to do to Zarusa is block the Aris. He can be Mekayim, and then the Aris can't do anything. But if he doesn't Mekayim, the Aris is made for it's gone, whether the father likes it or not. He can be Mekayim before the Aris hears about it, or before the Aris reacts. Maybe that's his right. Maybe that's all his right is. Zok to Gemara, who came based each in the Dara Lichem Malakasav. So what do I have the third parsha for? If an Aris can do it by himself, of course, after he's married, he can do it by himself. So why do I need the third parsha for? Because no, because the pasuk for him is only there. Right? Mabu Malkam Av Aris made for the whole day. Slaiba Malkam Av, my boy. So therefore, it can't be that the father doesn't have Afara rights. The Aris has all the Afara rights. Because if he did, then I don't need the pasuk for a married lady. Zuck to Gemara, who says, maybe the Aris has all that for a right. They men base each of the Dara Loimar, Shayna Bao Mayfer Bekaitman. Maybe he's trying to tell me that once she gets married, he can only be made for the Nadarim that she made afterwards. That's why the Tzaddik wrote the third Pasha. Arusa, the father can be made for, but he can be Mekayim. The Aris can be made for. And if he can be made for in Arusa, he can be made for in Asua. But after the suin, it's only the Madarm that she made afterwards. Maybe that's why the Torah wrote the third parsha. That it changes from the Eris into the suin. By Arusa, he can be made for even the earlier ones. Zerah, well. By Nesua, he can only be made for the one she makes after the suin. Zogta Gemara, that makes absolutely no sense. Umanei Aris made for Bekaidman. Elalah, but she was trusted out. You want to tell me? An Aris can be made for a previous Nadarim by himself. And a married man can be made for a previous Nadarim. So why can he be made for it by Aris? Why should an Aris have more rights than a married husband? Must be because of the father. It's a Ryan, the father's an equal player. If the father is not involved in Afara, so why can an Aris do it by himself? It's Kaidman. Nadrelah. Teres is, he's not by himself. He's hanging on the father. He's joining the father. If not, there's no other explanation. So obviously, neither the father can do it by himself, nor the Aris can do it by himself. And what happens is, it's a partnership. Zuck to Rush. V'ayma l'aylam Aris l'chudei mefer. V'chi teim en beis ishul amali. I'm sorry, I skipped one. V'chi teim abdech lechach man alamali. Somebody said it in the room that maybe it's coming to tell me that the father is no longer involved. that we need that third parsha to say that even though he could be make him during Erison, I think, I don't know if you said it or you said it, at Nisuan, he loses that right. He like us of Akrava, meaning that Rusev and Nisuan shoves him. And the Malav, he brought him to the shop and the slug, the Mar slugs up anyway. They may him or Aris, look who they made for. The containment base, he shall love me, because of the claimant of Aris, I mean, like, it took Lemay, but they ain't about made for the claimant. Umishani, Minei, from there you see, claimant, but under the Shina Minei, they ain't about made for the claimant. The Mail is Shamit, Aris, look who they ain't a made for. The Mayfer, if the artist can do it himself, look who they, Tixilach, Baal ain't a made for the claimant, Aris made for the claimant. A Baal can't be made for the claimant and an Aris can? Bit me up. Claimant, I'll call the Aris made for the claimant. Did it save the drill well? Because the shoes and nickness of the Gammy Lushusai, when the Stalag with many Rushus asked, Hurra Kai Kai, why should the Aris lose by marrying her? Should I go hover my Shoya Mayfer Bethila Levadai? Yesterday, he could have done it by himself, even previous ones. And today, because he's more of a husband, he loses rights. La Karcha, Mashi Yafel La Kayach La Hafrek Shu Aris Bekaitman, Hayin the Bishum Shut Vesedav, Shein Aris Yafel La Levadai. He can't do it by himself. He needs that. Shenatza Shemei for Levadai, Hayin the Mei for Bekaitman. So at the end of the day, a single girl is all the fathers. A married woman is all the husbands, but only the Nedarim she makes after marriage. An Aris is both. But since the father is involved equally with the Aris, therefore the Aris can, what do I call it, hang on to his coattails and be made for b'kaitman. So the Aris has a right that a husband doesn't have. But the right comes because of dad. Because dad can do it, but he's now involved, so the Torah let him hang on to the coattails.
But my question is, was there a problem, was there a hobby to say, Kodman for the father.
Father has always come from the minute he's 12. He can be made for.
And the Aris never. Well, why are we giving the Aris? Because he's on the coattail of the father, he can do Kodman also, right?
It's Derella. Derella.
You can't get out of that.
That's why I pointed it out. It's a drush. That's what the words mean. The Derella.
At the end of the day, is this the key?
The key, well, yeah. The key is
that
there are three parshas.
Yeah.
And one of the three parshas, one is single, one is married, one must be arutz. So now we've established, that was the first half we did. It established that the middle parshas are arutz. Then we have to figure out what does the Torah mean by arutz. There's a vav that put the father in. There's a, the pasuk says husband. So it's a combination. How does this combination work out? So the Gemara offers you all options. At the end of the day, there's no other option but to say they're equals.
Treatment is very important.
Yes, it is. That's why the Gemara brought it.
Yeah. As I meant earlier, is that the key one? Yes. The
drush that's the end of the drush, correct. The Bay Rabbi Shmuel time out, and it saves a lot of problems. Bay Rabbi Shmuel is a different source. At the end of the parsha, we still have your chumash. It says, Eila chukim, ashetiva Hashem es Moshe, last pasuk before Sheni, bein ish leistai, bein av lebitai. Now, I learned this pasuk. I learned bein ish leistai by itself, bein av lebitai by himself. Single, married. Rabbi Shmuel says that the Torah is saying there's a point that you have an ish and a father. The pasuk is saying, these are the chukim that Hashem said, that sometimes you need an ish and an aviyah. Now, it's not by married, and it's not by single, so it must be by Iris. That's what tells us that they're both equal.
What tells us that? How do you get up to that?
He learns that there's a case where you need both ish and av. That means he has to be a Naira, because not her father is not involved, as was pointed out that a Bagara is out of her sister of her father.
I'm not saying Ben Alvabito, we wouldn't know that.
Well, it might be a single girl.
This the 11, not the 12 and a half.
The 11 is Alakala Maisha, we see it. I forget about 11.
The Ben Oreha is talking about what age?
12 to 12 and a half.
Okay. And that's not what tells us?
Again, without this Rabbi Shmuel, you would say the Torah saying these are the rules for a married man and his wife by himself, or a single girl by herself. He's darshaning that there's a lady there that needs two people to be made for.
Because this is an extra pasuk.
Why he darshans this, I don't know. I mean, it sums it up, but I guess a summation is extra.
Is Beit Avia a code name for the Suwa? I mean, Arusa?
No. No. Beit Avia can be a single girl.
What do you have to say Beit Avia for?
I don't know. According to every small, I don't know.
Oh, I see. Beit Avia means that's a halfway point.
No, Beit Avia means she's in her father's house. She's under her father. It could be half, it could be complete.
Wasn't that typical? Father's house, right?
Yeah, but again, Beit Avia doesn't mean physically Beit Avia, but it's under her father's control.
Totally. Does
use the word Beit Avia by a single girl at the beginning of the parsha.
My humble opinion, all 10 questions could be in this.
You know, maybe I'll do that. And I think by the time we go on, you'll say all 10 questions could be on the next Gemara, and on the next Gemara, and on the next Gemara. That way, I'm not planning to learn four blot this week.
Only Tuesday. Tuesday is the word.
Yeah, I'm right. Zakti Gemara Tamei Rishmal Tana. Let's turn it inside. Benishlish Tabinav Lebit Tabakalin Aramarasa. Shavia Bailin Afir Nidirel. Zakti Rash. Benishlish Tabinav Lebit Tait. Mashma Tabisha Achasairi. To him, it means one lady. Shushusa Ababal Shotan Aleha. Obeishneim Afirim. Abakokad Lechudelai. The mashma she bein shneim, bein shutzim ba. Zakta Rush, maybe it's talking about a nesua. How do you know it's talking about an arusa? Miyo, matzi lakshu yeim ben nesua, nami mefir na viya baila. Vikil ishnu yei, we can answer conditioning well. Vikhsim ben nesua beis isha, natara, de ein aval mefir be kaitman. Ubaak kwa de bein ishli ishtoi, loy miyat kaitman. Al korka mishum shutzwa se daav. Mechlau, the Baal Mefer Luchud, period. Mechlau, the Baal Mefer Luchudei, Lekakein, and Mefer Bekaitman. A husband that's married can't be Mefer Bekaitman. An Aris can, because it said, Benishlis, the Benav Lebitai doesn't say that there's limited, the Av, it has to be Nun Yadarim. We're not talking to LL. This man, the Ami, doesn't learn Vayati as necessary at all. He learns Arusa from this Pasik. It gives equal rights to father and husband. But only by Arusa. Because here it doesn't exclude Kaitman. And before it excluded Kaitman by married. So we say, must be, that there's a state where he could be made for Kaitman, which is Arusa. Does it say not Kaitman and Ben Ishlish for Ben Avlubitai? Is there a miyut there that says only certain is armed? That means all the dark, even existing ones.
And after the
suicide. That makes each Nadara.
But he does use that
drush. That drush he uses. But he doesn't need Nadarella, he doesn't need the Mayasiya, which is going to be tomorrow's Gemara. So why did it say the Mayasiya? Skip the whole Parsha. Everybody should have a wonderful day and get a good night's sleep before tomorrow's Gemara.